You have heard, you regular, loyal listeners, Jenny and Robin Beineman on this show before. You know both of them as incredibly talented musicians and writers. And Jenny is now, I would have to say, and Robin, you tell me if I'm wrong, the greatest American haiku writer on the planet.
You're 100% correct on that, right?
Jenny, definitely. We didn't first meet when you started haikus, but it came. What's the seed? It's an ancient Japanese form of poetry. What started this? Because it is now manifested in a fantastic book called Sundays with Jenny, which contains something in the neighborhood of, we don't know how many, but dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of haiku. When did you first find haiku, and how did it become like a narcotic for you?
I think you have correctly ascertained what it actually is.
Yeah.
So we met because we were playing music, singer-songwriters,
sure,
playing,
sure.
And this is both a great city for that.
And you both had great, rich careers in that, too.
We have been blessed to be in this city around the people we've been around. And so at some point, and it's interesting, it was a day not too dissimilar from today. It was September 10th, 2017. I'd had an idea for a long time to take a picture and then write a haiku and post it on social media.
But had you written haiku? You had never written a haiku?
Not since third grade.
Third grade?
We all learned about haiku.
It's a progressive school. I didn't learn about haiku in third grade.
We all learn about varying forms of poetry early on, right? Limericks,
good
haiku.
School. Good school is what I say.
All that kind of stuff. So I hadn't thought about it since then, but I was like, what could I do that would be quick and easy? And then I thought, writing a three-line poem, I could do that every day. It wouldn't take as long as writing a song. And then fast forward 7 years, and it can easily take as long to write a good haiku as it does to write a song. It's just, you're glad you don't know when you start on the journey.
It is five syllables,
seven syllables, five syllables. Exactly.
It sounds remarkably easy. Robin, have you participated in the writing of any haiku?
Oh, yeah. So what you're referring to are these.
Anyway, but the point is, you're no good, or you'd be included in this book. It's not like it's not like Sundays with Jenny and Robin.
That's right. Well, I get, for better or worse, I'm a sounding board for basically early drafts of every single haiku. And if you can imagine 17 syllables, an early draft is not so different from a later draft.
But tell me, you began too, you each have other jobs because you can't make a fortune doing what you do. In the morning, you meet for breakfast and sort of talk about what you're doing. And that is when you began to share your haikus with Robin.
Exactly. And it's like we both, and we really are lucky to have evolved this way. We take each other in as a collaborator, as someone who's like a really great kind of editor. So I want his opinion on what's happening, but I don't want his words as much as I want to see the look on his face.
The smile. Yeah, the smile.
Or
the
lack of smile. Okay. Or the sense of like, that's good. And then I know I have to go back and hit the drawing board again.
Well, I try to keep a poker face generally, but she seems to see right through it. She seems right through the skin.
Well, the first book I was charmed by and wrote about it,
as you well know.
This one is vastly longer, more colorful. They have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful photographs in here. You write in the beginning of this book by way of sort of introduction with many more syllables than what comes afterward. You write of all the haiku I created over the last few years, these are the ones that put me in mind of Sundays. You talk about your childhood memories of Sundays. They are grouped into the different parts of the day. You can start at the beginning and, like the sun, traverse across the sky of a whole day, or you can pick the time of day that suits your mood. My hope is that this book will serve as a reminder that the spirit of Sundays is always with us and that even in our busiest moments, there is space for reflection and renewal. That is a fantastic philosophy.
Mm.
I don't know if you think of yourself also as a philosopher, but that works as we will be reading, all three of us, I hope, Robin, too, throughout the show. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Looks at a sort of road or tracks of a vehicle of some kind. If you get there first, leave a little path for me so I can follow. When are you inspired to each individual haiku by a photograph, or do you try to find a photo that suits the haiku?
Well, first of all, you're a brilliant reader, and we should talk offline about like the audiobook situation with this, because your reading of it is spectacular.
Only 17 syllables. Who couldn't do this? A monkey could read this.
I think at first the idea was really simple at the very, very beginning. I was going to throw water into the air, take a picture of water thrown into the air, and then write a haiku about it. And somehow or other, I thought I could do that every day. But it was very difficult to capture water flying, and I realized I'm actually much more drawn to the things in the everyday that I might otherwise not see if I wasn't looking for something to glorify with haiku.
Here's another one. This is sort of the tail of a jet exhaust or something. What do you think this is, Robin?
I think that's right. That's what we call.
Okay. And the haiku is, so you're not there yet, but even you have to see just how close you are. These are lovely.
I will note on the one you just read that there's the jet stream, but then on the left side you'll see the moon.
Part of the moon. That's what threw me off, because used to seeing a full moon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this becomes part of the fun of it, is interpreting the words and the image together.
On page 45, Jenny, what's this, your drawing?
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's a lovely drawing of a boat and a sun or something and a wave. And it reads, had you stayed at home, ignoring that little voice, you would never know. You say you have many, 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 many more. What the ones you chose, and you divide them into time, certain times mm-hmm. of the day. Is it hard? I'm sure in this day and age you can keep all the other ones immortal on your phone or something. Is it hard to throw one out if you... You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. You know, first of all, the idea for Sundays came because I have a Sunday email newsletter. And for the people who are on my newsletter, I create that Sunday haiku. And I began to notice, I've been doing that email for 5 years.
Wow.
And I began to notice that the Sunday emails, the haiku for Sundays, had a character of their own. And I post several times a week, but the ones that get posted during the week are their own thing. The ones on Sunday are somehow something different. So I wanted to collect them in a book. I think there's 250 or so in there.
Yeah.
And how I knew what was right is just like how any artist knows anything, which is entirely walking into it going, I don't know. And then you get into it, and minute by minute, it reveals itself to you. And then the things that belong seem very obvious, and the things that don't belong also seem very obvious. So there were not a whole lot of times where I had to kill my darlings. Where I kill my darlings is in the writing process. Like, if I read something to Robin, and his face does nothing...
If he falls asleep at the breakfast table.
And I have loved that haiku. It doesn't matter because it didn't do necessarily what I thought I wanted it to do. So that stuff I set aside. I keep working. There's, you know, every artist talks about the emotional truth of something.
Sure.
Which is really what you're trying to get at. And you can just kind of feel it.
Here's another great one. This is part of the chapter titled Twilight. Friends, lay down your pens. This concludes today's testing. Now go out and play. We will be back after a short break, and we will post your website on the on the thing, because people are like, oh, I lost my pen. I can't write it down. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Jenny and Robin Beinemann are here. They are the book is called Sundays with Jenny. It is a collection of 250 or so. Is there a plural for haikus? There isn't.
Mm-mm.
A haiku is a poem, and there are 250 haiku poems in here.
Yeah, we've heard it both ways. Yeah. People refer to multiple haiku. I think it's more of a Chicago thing. Haikus.
Yeah, haikus. Know. Yeah, I got some haikus.
I got a haiku
for you. They are wonderfully simple looking poems. 5 syllables for the first line, 7 syllables for the second line, and 5 syllables for the third line. And deceptively simple, because they are in these poems. There's a road to life, mm-hmm. I think. Here's one. In life and in love, if you would learn to fly, first learn to love falling. It is philosophical. This is a sort of roadmap. I mean, this is just what I've read so far, and I've read almost all of these not on the air. It's better than any self-help book I've ever opened.
High praise. Thank you. That is the role of the arts, right? To make us fully human, to bring us back to the center of who we are.
And the book is beautiful, but you were talking about the kind of filtering progress or process to get the haikus chosen for the book, because these actually exist in social media, and she'll post them on Facebook, on Instagram. So you get to, if you're a fan of Jenny's and you get connected to her on those things, you get to see a lot of the haikus that don't necessarily make it into the book, and you get to see her kind of play around, you get to see her process. And then furthermore, there's the email, the Sunday morning email, that it's got a lot of different elements. It's got some guest haikuers often, and she has, what's it called, Which One Why, which is two different versions of a similar haiku, like a different image or a different set of words.
You know, another thing, you two, is this would be a fabulous way to introduce you. You went to some progressive school somewhere where you learned poetry in third grade. This is a fabulous way to introduce young people, meaning anybody from about 3 to 20, yeah, to poetry. I think, especially combined with the photos. I mean, you give them a real way of thinking creatively, I think. Did it occur to you?
Well, I think it's interesting. You pick up on what's really going on underneath it all. If I have a philosophy, it is that everybody's creative. I think we all need an artistic discipline.
No question.
And that it's a lot easier than we've made it look. So in other words, for me to write those haiku, all I had to do was live and look around and see what was around me and try to describe it. There's no magic to it. In other words, it's just that's what I chose to do. And so if there's any philosophy in this at all, it's my joy to imagine that perhaps somebody sees me doing it and they try to do it themselves. Whether it's they try to haiku or they try to take a photo or they try to draw something.
That's interesting. Yeah.
They try to make art out of what they're seeing in their own lives.
Their world.
Exactly.
Their world.
In the end, we call it art, but what it really is me telling you what I'm looking at.
And
that's
it's also,
all it is.
You can call it art, but you also can call it life.
Yes.
Like, you think?
Yeah.
Robin, talk to me about the difference. You've tried haiku, and Jenny, you too. The difference between writing haiku and writing lyrics.
Oh, well.
Longer.
I would say the haiku is just, with the limitations that you have, it's just more condensed. Like, mm-hmm. You have to chisel it like a diamond in a way,
to make
it this little perfect stone. And whereas lyrics, it's kind of like we decide how high to put the tennis net,
Right.
But so it's, I think it's more the size of the thing,
Sure.
It's more condensed. So I think you have to be more careful about the words that you chose.
Have you, in spreading the word of haiku to the, you know, to the music world or your music world in Chicago and the Chicago area, have some people become addicted to it? Uh-huh. Other songwriters, other artists, other people?
Well, I will say it's one of the great artists, the great honors of any songwriter in Chicago to have been invited to write a song, you know, relating to one of Jenny's poems. And there have been how many, Jenny?
There have been 17 Haiku Milieu concerts.
Wow.
And about 325 songs written.
Yeah, a rough reminder on that. 320-some songs written, inspired by Jenny's haikus, and performed by good songwriters in Chicago. So, yeah. So the songwriting community is very well aware of what Jenny's doing. And
fantastic. We're going to talk after the news at the bottom of the hour about an event coming up this Friday. Robin, though, talking about song lyrics, you got back from a very, very hot Texas
where I did.
You won a prestigious honor.
If people happen to be familiar with the Kerrville Folk Festival, people in the folk music community are very well aware. It's one of the...
Where does it take place?
It's Kerrville, Texas, which is about an hour west of San Antonio.
And people are invited. Songwriters are invited from across the country.
Yeah. There are lots of different songwriting competitions, but this is kind of the first one and the biggest one and the most well-respected one.
Really?
So there are something like 3,000 entries this year, and they pick 24 people to compete, and then there are 6 winners from that. And
boy, you must have you've done this. Not the first year you've done this,
right? Well, you know, to compete,
is
a resume piece. It's a cool thing to have done. So, it's been one of the kind of goals of my life. I've probably got to raise my the level of my goals a little more now.
To charge more for your performances is what you have to do.
But it's it's fantastic.
You were in the top 6 then, or
yes. So. To have that.
It's like the Olympics of songwriting.
Yeah, it is
a bit. Yeah, they treat songwriting like a religion, and they treat the songwriters almost like Olympic athletes,
Wow.
Walking around.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's fabulous. Was it for a specific song or your
two
body
songs.
Of work? It's like the Nobel Prize then, right?
You submit 2 songs, and you have to play those 2 songs live. So my 2 songs was there's one called Polyamorous, which is about a girl named Polyamorous, and then another song about an ostrich farmer.
Wow.
Who wills his farm to his ostrich.
Well, that sounds like a novel. Sounds like a Terry Southern novel.
Right.
We have to take a news break, and we'll be back, and we'll spend a couple more minutes with Jenny and Robin and tell you all about a big event this coming Friday. So here's the news. Welcome back. We have only minutes left with Robin and Jenny Beineman talking about Sundays with Jenny. She spends every day with Robin. They have been married for some time.
26
now.
Years.
26 years. You met at a concert, I have to think. Yeah,
the Abbey Pub in Chicago.
Oh, the good old Abbey Pub.
That's right.
Been a lot of broken relationships at the Abbey Pub. I can tell you that right now. The book again, and this will be we'll have it put on the website. So when you listen to the show, you can get all the information. There's a big event, or you can go to Fitzgerald's on Friday, right?
That's right.
What's at Fitzgerald's on Friday, you two?
It's called Haiku Milieu After Dark, and we have 20 songwriters who have written a song based on one of the haiku. The haiku could be from this book, they could be from another book, they could be from social media, but everybody gets a moment to share their song live in front of an audience, and we have a wonderful band that includes John Abbey, Gerald Dowd, Alton Smith, Scott Tipping. So if you can imagine, it's people performing a brand new song with a crackerjack band in front of an audience that now we've been doing this for 5 years, and the audience knows what's coming. It's a brand new song. They've never heard it before. There's an energy that's unlike anything else.
I can imagine. Do you perform, Robin?
I do. I've written a song for every one of these events, every one of 17 of them. And the ones that happen on this weekend, this one's always around Labor Day weekend. It's called After Dark. And the songwriters are kind of encouraged to write something a little more late night, as in sexy or dark. So it has a little bit of an extra different character than some of the other ones.
This is also a great way for people who have pulled away from being outside and being out at bars to reintroduce yourself and remember Fitzgerald, which is thriving, just thriving. You too, that's not to be missed. We'll put that on the website too. You people might perhaps look for a story about these nice people in your Tribune online probably Wednesday. It's always great to see you, and it's been a real treat for me to watch this haiku career take off. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on the songwriting prize.
Thank you,
too.
Thank you.
I'll have to look up this. Of course, I don't write songs. How would I know about a contest? But you're two of my favorite people.
Oh, Rick, you're wonderful.
So mutual, really, Rick. Thank you so much for having us.
We'll talk.